Today we'll be continuing the final parak of Masechta Shviyos. We are up to parak Yud Mishnah Hey, and we're continuing in the dinim of Shmitas Ksafim, and particularly in the dinim of Prosbul. So Prosbul will work to cancel any, meaning will work to protect Shmita from canceling any loans that were made prior to the Prosbul. But if you make loans after the Prosbul, then it's not going to help. So the date on the Prosbul is going to be of critical importance. So Prosbul Hamuktam Kasher, if you have a Prosbul that's predated, then it's going to be Kasher. Meaning if a guy makes a Prosbul in Kislev, but he the way the Bartender gives the example is he dates it 2 months earlier, he dates it in Tishrei, then it's going to be kosher, because he's only hurting himself, because now he's not going to be able to use the Prosbul to collect the loans that were made in the intervening 2 months. So since he's only hurting himself by making such a Prosbul, that's going to be a kosher Prosbul. But v'ma'uchar pasul, if the Prosbul is post-dated, meaning he makes it for 2 months later than it actually is, so now he's going to be able to use this Prosbul to collect debts that he otherwise really should not have been entitled to collect, because the Prosbul should not have had an impact on these debts, then that's going to be possible. That's going to be an invalid Prosbul, because he can use that to collect things that he's not actually, that the Prosbul doesn't actually cover, that he's not actually entitled to. So it doesn't. So when we say that it's going to be possible, it means the entire Prosbul is going to be possible, meaning it's like a knas that we make on him. It doesn't even work for the debts that it should work on, that really were prior to the date of the Prosbul. That's in the same we're going to see by Shtarichov. Shtarichov HaMukdamim Psulim. If you have a Shtarichov that's a predated Shtarichov, then it's going to be possible, because when you predate a Shtarichov, then it's going to make a difference as far as collecting the Chasim Meshubadim, because you can use that Shtarichov now to collect property that you owned at the time of, that the shtar was dated. So if it was predated, the property that you sold before the loan, meaning if you you'll be able to use a predated shtar to collect from property that's not really included in the lien on the karka, because it could have been that it was sold before the actual loan took place. So there's really no lien on that loan from that karka, because that karka was already sold. But according to what the shtar says, it says January 1st, and I only sold the land on January 15th. So that land should, according to what it says, I should be able to collect from it, even though the loan only happened on February 1st. So that's going to be possible. And again, when we say that it's going to be possible, it's going to be possible legamri. The Partinur points out, consider rabbanon lo legvu b'shtar zemin alakuchos klal. You cannot collect anything with this shtar, afilu minison lahalan, even from the date that it actually happened, lest you come to collect from the date that it didn't happen. Maybe you're going to tell me, says the Bartanura, that of course it's going to be possible, because the Edom are signing on a false date, so doesn't that make the Edom psulim? So says Bartanura, no, that far we don't go. We don't say that the Edom are reshaim because they signed on a shtar b'sheker. Because the Edom could say, we were signing on the actual loan, we weren't signing on the zman of the loan, and therefore the Edom are not going to be possible to Edom. But back in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, if you have a post-dated shtar, then that's going to be kosher, because again, you're only hurting yourself in that you're not going to be able to collect from any lekuchos in between the time that the loan happened, where you should have been able to collect from, and the time that the loan was dated, that the shtar was dated. Now, when it comes to the prosbul, echad lo v'mechamisha kosev prosbul l'kol echad v'echad. If one person borrowed money from five different people, then a prosbul is written for each of the lenders, because a prosbul works by the lender, because the lender is able to say, these debts that are owed to me are hereby given over to the basin. Therefore, chamisha lovin me'echad einu kosev el prosbul echad l'kulam. If you have one lender and he lent out to five different people, so he only needs one prosbul for all the different people that he lent money to. Mishnavav ein kosem prosbul ela ala karka. We only write a prosbul if the borrower owns karka. If the borrower owns karka, then we view the prosbul makes it as if the beis din has already sort of collected that karka, karka, and so they hold that karka before Shemitah, and it's ki'ilu, the debt is paid before Shemitah, even though it's just a tiny amount of karka, it's not actually worth the amount of the debt, but they don't know the karkos, karka has infinite value, so to speak, so it's as long as he has any sort of karka, any amount of karka, that's good enough to be able to write a prosbul, as long as a borrower has any amount of karka. And what if he doesn't? So if the borrower doesn't have any karka, the lender should give him some karka so that he can write a prosbul. I mean, this guy owes me $1 million, but he doesn't have any karka, so I'll give him $5 of karka, so now he'll have karka, and then I could write a prosbul. I'll be able to collect on the rest of the debt. So it doesn't matter how much karka he has. If he owned a karka in a town that's being held by someone else, it's a mashkon for someone else that he owes money to, so you're allowed to write a prosbul in that karka, even though it can't really be used to guarantee this loan because it's already being used to guarantee another loan, but it's enough to at least allow us to write a prosbul. Rabbi Chutzpah Omer, Kosvin L'Ishal Nixay Ishto, you're allowed to write a prosbul for a loan that's made by a man based on property owned by his wife, meaning even if the karka is not owned by the person himself. So this is an additional chiddush. First chiddush we said is that even if the karka is already a mashkon to another debt. Now we're saying even if it's not even your karka, it's karka that belongs to your wife, that's going to be enough if it's nichsei maluk, because while it belongs to the wife, the husband is allowed to get hana from it. The husband can farm it, he can keep the payros of that karka, so the fact that he's allowed to get hana from it makes it enough his that you're able to write a prosbul on it. And if the loan was made on behalf of Yisomim, and the apotropin, the people who are in charge of making the decisions for the Yisomim, own karka, so that's good enough, even though the Yisomim don't own the land, and there's no nevertheless it's enough to write a prosbul because the people that take care of the Yisomim are the ones that own the land. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that when it comes to a prosbul, if it's predated, it's kosher; if it's postdated, it's possible, entirely possible that you're not allowed to collect anything with it, as opposed to shtar chov, where if it's predated, it's possible, and if it's postdated, it's kosher. And we said the number of prosbuls you need depends on how many lenders there are, not how many borrowers there are. In Mishnah Vav, we said that the basic yesod is that the borrower has to own karka in order to write a prosbul. If he doesn't have any, you give him some. And owning karka can mean even if the karka is a mashkon to something else, even if it's his wife that owns the karka and it's really nechsei malug, even if it's the apotropos that owns the karka. So as long as the borrower owns karka, then you're allowed to write a prosbul. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin.